Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Prasanna Sundararajan, founder and CEO of Reniac. Welcome to the program, Prasanna.
Thank you, Allison, and good to be here.
So, Prasanna, this is your first Chip Chat, so why don't we just start with an introduction of Reniac and your role within the industry?
So, Reniac was predominantly formed with the premise that data center is going through disruption. Companies like Google, companies like Facebook, they can build their own proprietary solution by bringing software and hardware teams together. You can see in the last 10 years, several open source software has come out of these companies after they have internally consumed them, internally optimized them. But as these open source softwares get adopted and widely in the enterprises, there needs to be a solution that tightly integrates hardware and software. And we are that hardware and software solution that's going to make open source software run better at scale, especially the data-centric workloads.
Now, we know that IT organizations across the globe are looking at ways to leverage open source software to drive more value from their data. And one of the areas that they've been focusing is on NoSQL databases. Why has NoSQL garnered the attention of IT organizations? And where do you see the opportunity here in terms of use for data-centric workloads?
Data is a new oil, and accumulation of data for a new set of use cases is happening on open source NoSQL databases, especially such as Cassandra, Mongo. And if you take as an example Cassandra, Cassandra is used to store user profiles, IoT device data, or log information of security. You know, you go to an online website such as Best Buy or Target or Walmart, they need to personalize their catalog, personalize that product offering specific to you or discount specific to you, which means that by the time you get to that actual page, they have already customized it for you. And they have to look up the user profile to pull the right customizations. These user profile and customization informations are stored in databases such as Cassandra and NoSQL databases. NoSQL databases are the way of the future for a certain use cases in online businesses, e-commerce, security, or IoT. Getting insights from them in a predictable, timely manner engages the eyeball of an end customer, such as you and I. And to ensure that these happen in a timely manner, you know, you need a hardware-software solution, and that's where Reniac comes into play.
Reniac has worked to create the data engine, the Reniac data engine, that works hand in glove with Apache Cassandra. Tell me about the data engine and why you created this.
We have created a distributed data engine that can work with multiple databases, and we are bringing to the market first for NoSQL, in particular to Cassandra. The uniqueness of the data engine goes back to the fundamental premise that we went and systematically looked at what are all the bottlenecks in existing NoSQL or existing databases. In particular, what is called LSM databases, log structured merge databases. Up to 70 to 75% of the CPU cycles in these databases at scale are being consumed by system compute and I/O. And these are what I call as plumbing cycles that the customer end analytics or end algorithms doesn't care. And they want these plumbing cycles to be as small as possible. So what we have done is taken the best of, you know, multiple worlds. FPGAs are good in handling these plumbing cycles or I/O and system compute, which are fixed blocks. CPUs are extraordinary in handling and giving the flexibility to support any software. And SSDs are very good in serving these data. So our solution takes advantage of these three underlying hardware technologies and bridges the gap between optimizations that run on these silicon and end application or end database such as Cassandra. So our solution takes advantage of us to boost the performances at scale without compromising anything on the programmability, meaning no software change.
Why is a workload accelerator important to what you're delivering to customers, and how have you collaborated with Intel there?
What the big data center users are doing, which is Facebook's and the Google's of the world, they have slowly migrated to building their own proprietary solution in-house, even going to the level of building custom chips. Enterprises, Fortune 500 companies, don't have that skill set. of recreating that proprietary stack or recreating that custom silicon. So what we have done is FPGAs are extremely good in I/O and fixed function operations. Married what FPGAs are good at with our software, which will program these FPGAs to take advantage of the FPGAs, and couple that with software running on the CPU, such that we can give the performance and efficiency that is possible on a custom silicon on FPGAs without compromising the programmability or without compromising the requirement that there has to be no software change in using them. That's what we have done for NoSQL database. We are rolling out SQL as well in the coming months. The second aspect to that is, what was the exciting part about working with Intel? If you look at one of the key requirements to engage with these enterprise customers, Fortune 500 or Fortune 1000 companies, market readiness of an underlying solution. It has to be supported on an industry standard server in an industry standard form factor, which is Dell, HP, Fujitsu kind of servers being able to adopt a hardware from Intel. And this is where Intel programmable acceleration cards are leap ahead and way ahead of their competition in terms of getting it ready by working with these server vendors. So it now makes sure that we have a hardware platform supported by industry vendors that is very much in line with what the customers are looking for. And then we worked on supporting our software on these underlying Intel hardware to deliver it to the enterprises.
Where do you think this type of optimized performance is going to benefit in terms of unique use cases? Do you have some examples?
Sure. One, we talked about the personalization engine and e-commerce websites. The other example is real-time threat detection. Cybersecurity is a big concern today for various customers. Securing their IT infrastructure is a big requirement for these large enterprises, or even a small company for that matter. So what you need, you know, securing your IT assets, for example, is ability to monitor them continuously and ability to see if there is something has been compromised, go find a way to bring that machine down or system down so that the rest of the network or rest of the systems are not compromised. So how does that relate to a database technology, and how does that relate to performance of a database technology? It's the following way. All these modern IT systems are now running security analysis software that puts out log information on their status. These status information have a timestamp associated with them. And log information and timestamp information collectively are called time series data. Time series data is one of the most popular use cases for Cassandra NoSQL database. So what then customers are doing is taking these timestamp data and looking for, is the status good or is the status bad? If it is bad, it means something has went wrong. The faster that they can get to a visibility of something has gone wrong, the quicker they can take the action. And that is why database performance of storing this data, retrieving this data is critical. And we come into play to deliver that performance at scale. We're talking about multiple hundreds of terabytes or petabytes of data at scale.
I know that you've expanded your engagement with Intel to include other underlying hardware technologies for even more improved capability. Tell me about that.
Again, if you go back to ability to do things fastest possible way, meaning closing the loop on fighting your IT assets to be in a good shape or compromised, what's important is a predictable SLA. You know, in a predictable latency, can I get to a certain kind of conclusion? And the critical aspect here is FPGAs give predictable performance. Optane now takes it to make it more rigorous, because Optane gives one of the best lower latency possible in a predictable way. Our goal is to provide to customers ability to set predictable SLAs, and underlying Optane helps us get there along with FPGAs as well.
What is next for Reniac in terms of delivery of solutions to customers, and where you take your code development as a company?
Sure. We've been extremely thankful for Intel for the partnership, because we have shipping products to customers. They are actually using our products. As we expand the customer base, we are not only in the area of NoSQL, we're expanding out to other workloads as well. So the next path for us is, you know, start supporting SQL workloads, especially, you know, OLTP transactional SQL workloads. And there are customers that we have jointly identified with Intel, especially large enterprise customers who are excited about using open source SQL technologies such as MySQL, MariaDB, So we're looking to support SQL workloads by working with Intel and taking advantage of next generation FPGAs and next generation memory architectures. You know, and then more importantly, you know, ability to run the host service on the CPU such that there is no software change when adopting this acceleration technology. It has to be performance at zero effort. If we can give performance at zero effort, we will be creating more work for the customer. So we strive to provide performance at zero effort, and CPUs, FPGAs, and SSDs and Optanes are critical to that.
If folks want to find out more about Reniac and what you're delivering to the market or engage with your team, where would you send them for more information?
I will send them to my website, which is www.reniac.com. I request anyone who is interested to drop us a note via the email contact@reniac.com, and we would be happy to engage with those customers and anyone interested.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for the time today. It was a real pleasure. I'd love to have you back on Chip Chat in the future.
Thank you so much for having, and hopefully we can chat again more here as we make progress with the collaboration with Intel.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.